हरे कृष्णा। सो लेट्स स्टार्ट विद द सेकंड चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता। बिफोर दैट लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड द लिंक बिटवीन द चैप्टर वन एंड चैप्टर टू। सो हाउ डिड चैप्टर वन एंडेड? इट एंडेड विद द डिसीजन ऑफ अर्जुना। सो अर्जुना सैट डाउन ऑन द चैरियट कीपिंग हिज बो एंड एरो असाइड, एंड दैट वॉज एन इंडिकेशन दैट ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू फाइट। एंड दिस संजय इज डिस्क्राइबिंग टू धृतराष्ट्र महाराज, एंड हियरिंग दिस Dhritarashtra is very joyful. He is thinking, oh, okay, now these Pandavas will renounce the kingdom and finally my sons will become the king. So he was very joyful and very, very hopeful. And looking at the face of Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya wanted to dissipate all the illusion that he was in. And he starts speaking this particular verse that we're going to discuss. And he starts describing the entire discussion between Krishna and Arjuna, telling Dhritarashtra Maharaj that this is how Krishna started inspiring Arjuna by his transcendental words. So in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we're going to see very amazing points, very philosophical points. In fact, this will help us to understand various concepts of our day-to-day life. So a few things that we're going to discuss are: first one is the analytical study between the body and soul. So this can be called as jnana or sankhya. And then there's another very nice point, you know, that we'll be learning here. That is working with and without attachment to the results of our own work. So technically this is called as sakama and nishkama karma. So don't worry, we'll discuss all these things when the context comes. And the third thing that we're going to see is towards the end of second chapter, characteristics of a person who is fixed in conception of real self, that is self-realized person. Technically, such a person is called as sthita pragya. So we'll discuss the characteristic of that person and see if the characteristics of ours matches with them. So these are the different points that we're going to discuss in the entire second chapter. Good number of verses are there and the good amount of time is there to cover all this. So let us take a dip now in the first verse of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It goes like this. Sanjaya uvacha tam tatha kripaya vishtam ashrupurna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudanaha. Madhusudanaha. Who is describing all this? Sanjaya is describing. So Sanjaya is saying, Sanjaya uvacha, Sanjaya says, Sanjaya speaks. Madhusudanaha. So Madhusudanaha started speaking. Tam tatha. Thus, he started speaking to tam, to Arjuna. And the line is, idam vakyam uvacha. So Madhusudana started speaking. Now, what is the state of Arjuna? Because we saw the last verse of the first chapter. So Arjuna was depressed and he sat. So now, what is the state of Arjuna? More details are given here. Ashrupurna kulekshanam. His eyes were filled with tears. Can you imagine? Kshatriya's eyes filled with tears. This was the state of Arjuna. Ashrupurna kulekshanam. Kripaya vishtam vishidantam. Vishidantam. He was lamenting. He was lamenting. And he was kripaya vishtam. Avishta by kripa. Overcome by compassion. He was completely overcome by compassion. This was the state of Arjuna, and to help Arjuna, Madhusudana starts speaking. Why the word Madhusudana? Madhusudana means, Madhu is one of the name of the demon, and Krishna killed that demon. So one of the name of Krishna is Madhusudana. So here this word Madhusudana is used by Sanjaya, telling that a demon called misunderstanding or doubts has arisen in the mind of Arjuna. And Madhusudana, Krishna, the way he killed Madhu demon, similarly, O Dhritarashtra Maharaj, very soon, all these misunderstandings will be killed, will be cleared by Madhusudana. Another meaning of Madhusudana is, Madhu means sweet. So, here it is described that Krishna, by his sweetness, he is going to eliminate all the lamentation and grief that Arjuna has got in his heart. So this word Madhusudana is used here, so it's very significant. Now, it's nicely described what we're going to discuss in this chapter. So material compassion, lamentation and tears. So this is what Arjuna's status. And all of them are the signs of ignorance of real self. Now don't think much what is real self and all, we'll discuss that. Compassion for the eternal soul is the self-realization. So what is self-realization? Compassion for eternal soul. And a very nice point about compassion is given here. Where to show compassion? No one knows where compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. A man fallen in the ocean of nescience, that is this material world, cannot be saved simply by rescuing his outward dress, the gross material body. Just imagine, some person is drowning in the ocean and we know swimming and we go swimming to that person. And then we remove his clothes and we come out and we say, I saved him, I saved him, I saved him. Won't that be foolish? So the compassion for this body is senseless. That's what is mentioned here. Because we are spirit soul. Eternally, we are spirit soul and not this body. And this concept will be very nicely discussed, very nicely enlightened by Krishna in the entire chapter. We'll be seeing that very soon. And there's a very nice learning for all of us. Lord Krishna can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man. Who is this ignorant man? All of us. All of us are ignorant. We don't know so many things about this world. And what to talk about the world, we don't know so many things about ourselves. We don't know our real identity. We have not realized our real identity. Theoretically, we might have some knowledge since India is a paradise for spiritual knowledge. But when it comes to realization, we don't have that much of realization. So Krishna is that personality who can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man. The lamentation which we have in our day-to-day life, the grief that we have in our day-to-day life, all the suffering that we're going through in our day-to-day life, this personality, Krishna, can dissipate all of that. And for this purpose, the Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. Only for this purpose. Not to help Arjuna. Arjuna is just an instrument in the hand of Krishna. Just so that he can give this knowledge to all of us. And so that he can dissipate all the darkness that is there in our life. Because of we being in ignorance from time immemorial. So let's see the Bhagavad Gita, the Gita summarized. How Krishna is doing this and how Krishna will dissipate the darkness from all our lives from next few shlokas onwards. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.